Hello. Anybody got a copy of WMRT 367? WMRT 367. Anybody out there? WMRT 367. Go ahead. Anybody got a copy of WMRT 367? WMRT 367. Anybody got a copy on WMRT 367? Come on, go ahead. Go ahead. No copy, nobody. No copy, nobody on GMRS. No copy, nobody. No copy, nobody on GMRS. 141.3. 141.3. 467-625. 467-625. WSHF 567 monitoring. This is WRWB 489, and we're standing by.
Alright, WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
WSHF 567, good morning, time, Paul.
Good morning, Sam.
WSBT 754, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Charlie.
Little rain out here.
Yeah, like I said, you get it all in a couple of weeks or you don't get anything all summer. Your choice.
Yeah, another couple months, this will be snow.
You and Charlie doubled. I heard Charlie's audio is stronger. What's that, Sam?
Sorry about that. I said it looks like it's going to rain until 7. Good morning, Charlie.
Hey, good morning, Sam. Yet another couple of months and it'll be snow.
That is true.
WRWB 49. Morning time, gentlemen.
Good morning, Mike.
Mike.
Morning time out there, Charlie, Sam, Paul.
I'm going to be a little slower on the way to work today, you know, it is what it is.
Well, I'm just glad I don't have a headache, man. I had a terrible headache yesterday morning, I heard you. Couldn't bring myself to pick up a microphone.
Well, there's days like that, man. There's no criminal offense to that.
Well, I woke up late yesterday. Then I got out late yesterday, so I didn't catch you on the way home there, Charlie.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, man, I get a headache a lot in the mornings. Yesterday was one of the worst. Really wanted to go home.
Mondays. I hate Mondays. Mike, Sam, one of you two.
No headaches are no fun. I've been dealing with this adult boy. It's a severe migraine headache. And you know, they've been getting worse here lately. I've had a headache for like a month. I need to go get looked at.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's no good.
They say a migraine could lead to things you don't want, so you might want to go get that checked.
Yeah, if you get one here or there, but if it's continual, it's probably not something you need to do.
Yeah, I generally wake up with one almost every morning.
Yeah, well,
they'll go away the day I retire, I hope.
Yeah. Okay, now I get it. You got
oh.
Well, you can infer it was one of the individuals in court yesterday, which there's only a pool of four that you can point to in this case. Guy was already breaking a court order playing a song and got caught on a different frequency asking somebody if it sounded okay because the speaker was 5 foot away from the microphone. There you go. Need you say more? Need you say more, Mike, really? Look at them. Well-behaved in holes, huh?
Yeah.
Desirables cause out here, and I get it. They just want to ruin it for everybody. They could care less. I believe in karma, Mike. Karma. All right. I believe in it.
Well, look at that one guy that, on the input side over there in the southeast section of Macomb County.
Yep. Terrible.
A little intuition and know-how. Well, you know, things happen.
Training pretty good out here.
Is it? Yeah, I see the sky looks a little dingy.
Yeah, I just brought up the weather map on the dashboard here. It's just really a small line of rain moving through from north to south. It's not very wide from east to west, so it'd be through probably in the next hour and a half.
Yeah, copy that.
Yesterday's weather, let's see, this is pretty good. It has a history thing. Yesterday's weather. Wet, gloomy, and an overall sad day. Today, God's tears continue this morning for another hour and a half or two, making way for clear skies and sunny weather. Yeah, it's terrible what these people are doing. That's the repeater system here. Yeah, it is terrible. Am I getting over that? I gotta be getting over that.
You are, but probably not. You know,
it's
depends, yeah. So it depends what system they're on the other one, so. Alright, well, the owner needs to take care of that. He has all the names, so it's up to him to take care of it. And you know what? If you don't care, I certainly don't care. I think he cares, so. That's the one that will probably go away in 10 minutes, so you can find that one right near 14 in DeQuinder there. Like I said, there's two or three of them in there. It's a mixed bag of scumbags is what it is. The last one with the music, I think it was Eminem, I'm not sure. That one will go away in 10 minutes.
Anyways, yeah, I just try to pay no mind to it. So eventually, you know, life will unfold as it should. You know, and every dog has its day.
No, I just help try to identify him, Mike, that's all. Yeah, it's a mixed bag of them, all one little group. It's so obvious. It isn't funny.
Well, look at the one guy, you know, that caught that individual over there in the...
can probably hear that one on the input. He's not far from there.
Yeah.
They just won't learn, Mike.
Not. And you know the repeater owner, you know, he's got to care because it falls back on him.
Yeah, well, I could have forecasted this yesterday, right? You knew where this was going.
No, we all did. Anyway, you gonna be there on Saturday or what?
I gotta think about that. We'll talk about that on the phone. I gotta think about what that is, but we'll save that for a phone conversation, which we need to have anyways.
Yeah, Roger.
Which we'll have in a little bit here. If you got your phone on, I'll call you in about 5 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, I'm right here, so.
Yeah, exactamundo.
On there, Sam. I understand this, and I'm kind of stitching it. We go somewhere else and we can't get away from it. Enough is enough. I might just turn it off.
Yeah, this is why they're going to get in trouble, Sam. This is why they're all going to get in trouble. They can't help themselves.
trouble. Alright, Mike, I'll call you on the phone here, WSH7738, and good morning, Sam.
You guys have a good day, WSHF567. I'm clear. I'm not going to handle any more of this anymore. Well, you guys have a good day, Paul. I'll talk to you later.
Roger.
WSHF567, you still in here? This is WRWB49.
I think he said he was shutting it off, Mike. WSHM738.
Well, I didn't know if you were just going to stand by or whatnot. That's why I was just, you know, checking the seat.
I was just like, you know, that's what I heard him say, so obviously he shut it off. He's sick of these idiots playing music and jamming this repeater system here. You know, that small group of people.
Well, it's not too hard to figure out.
Nope, that is for sure.
Well, the other night, John was out here. I was talking to him for a while.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, you should have come yesterday, Mike, but I know you were working, but you should have seen this guy carrying this little, it wasn't really a briefcase, but it was like a similar thing to that, right? We'll just call this guy RT to keep his name out of it. It was hilarious. Hilarious. Hey, carrying that around for no reason.
Like one of those zip-up binders.
Yeah, yeah. Something like that. Hey, like I said, I want to keep names out of it, so we'll just coin them RT. Good initials, I guess. All right, I'm at the just about a quarter mile away from the coffee shop. I'm gonna go in and get a I don't know, maybe a bagel, steak and cheese this morning with my coffee. I'll see you, Mike. Have a good morning. Don't work too hard, and remember, don't take matters into your own hands. Take it to the people's court. WSHM 738.
Well, I'll make sure my Samsonite is all, you know, polished up.
RUU 850.
Morning, Don and Sean. This is G793.
Good morning. I am rolling.
Guys, you got a sec, man? We give you a holler.
Yep. I thought I had texted that, but sure.
Actually, you did. I didn't notice it. Yeah, you did text it. All right, give me a sec.
That'll be RU850.
WSSD 902, you're around. No contact station 902. WSSD 793, listen.
Morning, WSSD 793 from WSHF 567. Good morning.
Morning, right back to you, Sammy. How's Sammy today?
I got no complaints, none whatsoever.
That's good. That's usually good when you have a day when you don't have any complaints there, right?
Well, I got plenty of complaints, but the complaint firm department's been closed for many years now, so complaining doesn't do it any good, so there ain't no point in complaining.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. That makes perfect sense. How's how'd that amp work out for you?
I've seen the 1,000 out of it, but I'm overdriving it with this 98 BHP. It's a little bit too much power, so when I turn it down, I can't get it to where I need it to go, so I need a different radio to run it. So the amp is just sitting here for a moment.
Yeah, I think last time we talked about the amp, you were telling me that. I think, I'm not sure, but I think you can disconnect the power amplifier on that VHP, run it off the finals, the driver finals, probably be about 20 watts or something there. But I believe you can disconnect. A lot of people take some radios and they put a little toggle switch in there to turn the amplifier section off and just run off the finals there, okay?
I have a switch in mine to turn it off, and I had somebody turn it down, but it just won't go down low enough.
Yeah, roger that. Well, it's just one thing. If you're like keying low and you're swinging up there, well, minus the amplifier, with the amplifier off, the VHP output amp linear off on the VHP, you know, you're swinging up 20 watts or so. If you're swinging, it's not as hard on the amp, on the external amplifier, as it is if you're dead keying. I mean, as long as you ain't sitting there keyed down going, you know, for 15 minutes, you know. If you're just keying down and doing normal talking, you're swinging like 30, 40 watts or whatever, shouldn't hurt anything there, okay?
Roger, I'm just going to buy a lower power radio. This one, you know, obviously goes 250 or 300 out the back, you know, stock. Just buy the next one down. It doesn't do so much. We'll try that radio with this van. I want to put this radio back in the van anyway, so.
Yeah, roger that. The VX99Z would fit the bill. I don't know how much you like the Galaxies. I know you like yours, but I had a VX99Z at one time. I really liked it. I don't know. I pulled, I think, 40, 50 watts out of it. It wasn't a high power. It wasn't a VHP, but I really did like that radio. I kind of wish it. Well, I'm not into CB no more, so I guess it doesn't matter. I was going to say, wish I wouldn't have sold it, but it don't matter. But yeah, something like that should fit the bill okay. The 20, 30 watts, you know, swinging should, shouldn't hurt the amplifier at all.
I'm looking for a copy of all that.
How's the family doing?
No, everybody's doing good. Our granddaughter's in cheerleading and her team took first place. My oldest granddaughter, you know, she's in cheerleading and got herself a scholarship to the University of Michigan. So everything's looking up.
Oh, man. All right. Congratulations on that and on both. Both there. Yeah, all right. The family's doing all right. It's good to know. So, you know, the next question, man, how's the parts department doing?
Well, you know, that four-wheeler's still sitting here waiting on the engine to come. You know, that's a big job, big money job on his part. You run him out of oil, you know, that's what happens, waiting on the engine.
Well, some people know what it is. Well, even if it didn't have a leak, whatever. Some people, man, they just run the hell out of them. Don't bother checking the oil and anything that they don't need to. What kind of bike is it?
Kawasaki 34750 fuel injected, liquid cooled. You know, two-cylinder engine. Kawasaki brute force is a pretty bad four-wheeler.
Damn, that's one I never heard of. Is that a two-stroke?
It's four-stroke. Kawasaki brute force. Yes, it's a $16,000 four-wheeler. It's going to cost them $3,000 for an engine. It's going to cost them $500 to get this one taken out and reinstalled.
Labor don't sound like a bad price. You know, something like that, you got to play, you got to pay. Is that for a used engine or a new engine?
That's a brand new engine dealership.
That's not that much money, man, for an engine. Was it short block or is it complete engine?
Complete engine.
I figured it'd be going for a lot more than that, quite a bit more than that. Especially a complete engine and brand new. But there it is, so I think it really tore the hell out of the old engine, eh?
Yeah, it's knocking real hard on both cylinders and, yeah. Just replacing it, that new building itself. So that's what he decided to do and that's what we're going with.
Alright, when are you expecting the engine?
Probably sometime this month, hopefully.
Yeah, you know the other day we were talking about something. Back in the day when I worked on them and stuff, if I needed parts or anything, I had to go to the lawnmower shop. And a lot of times they say, well, we have to order that part. You know, yeah, go ahead and order for me. And I used to remember, man, sometimes, man, it took forever for them to get, where the part would come in. I was thinking about that some one time that me and you were talking about stuff like that, and I got to thinking, I remember when I used to have to go to the mower shop and order the part, order the cable or whatever I needed. And I remember, you know, I did it a week later, and they're like, oh, it hasn't shown up yet. That's like, well, what the hell? But today, you know, you get on Amazon or something, you find the part, man, you order it, hell, it's like 2 days.
Yeah, 2 days, my buddy ordered a bunch of carburetors and air filters and those stuff for his weed whackers and a backpack blower. And it took a total of 3 days for everything to get here, and everything's done already, so that's all ready to go back to KPAC. WSHF-567 for ID purposes.
Yeah, roger that. WSOZ 793 ID. So, yeah, I'm just sitting here sipping on my coffee and I ain't got no videos up and then I'm just sitting here, I don't know, I guess you could say staring at the wall, daydreaming, getting this coffee, I mean, trying to get myself together here to see what the day's going to bring here, roger.
Yep, copied all that. Never know what the day's going to bring anymore.
Now, ain't that something, yeah, you got to play it. Sometimes you got to play it by ear or eye or whatever the hell in it. Stuff like that there, so. Alright, very good, Sammy. I'm going to go ahead and go ahead and get quiet here and sip my coffee and listen to the sounds of nature and the garbage trucks outside and everything else. I got my window cracked open. I can hear them. I don't know, man. They got it. I don't know what it is, but every damn garbage truck around here, I can hear them for blocks away, man. Got the squealing brakes, and I think to myself, if they work on their brakes, every garbage truck, man, out there has squealing brakes on them. But, yeah, I can hear them out there, like, blocks away and everything. I can hear them braking, squealing away there, so. But anyway, man, we'll probably put it on you in a little bit, my friend, And, you know, we'll see what happens out there later. We'll get to chat in there, okay?
Yep, copy all that. I did. Listen, I just want to tell you real quick. I worked on the garbage trucks. I was a driver. And, yeah, the brakes are always squealing. Even after you put them on brand new, they're squealing.
I didn't know. Well, for years, you know, I can hear them squealing brakes, man, and you know, and I used to just think to myself, well, if they change brake pads around here, and this is usually them squealing brakes, usually sometimes indicate that the pads are wearing down, getting down to the rivets or something, in most cases. But yeah, like I said, what I'm saying is I can hear them for blocks way out there, man. I can hear them brakes are squealing. That's how I can tell, too, when they're nearby the house, is, you know, just the loudness of the brake squealing tells me that they're not too far away, so. But, alright, well, like I said, I'm gonna get on the side here and sip my coffee and figure life out, so. We'll talk to you in a little bit.
All that, I did. WSHF 567, I'm clear.
Yeah, roger that. Good morning time to you. Take it easy. You sound good, too. You're sounding good to the either one. Throw that in. Catch you in the bed. WSOZ 793. I'm quiet. Good day. 793. Roger. You too. WSDC 520. Signing off. Say that a little slower.
Good morning, all you radio listeners out there. This is WSET 257, going to be mobile and monitoring.
Good morning to you, WSBU 202.
WSZ 793 monitoring.
That's not the repeater, because that's un... You're hitting the repeater, but it's all gobbled. Can't understand any of it. Whiskey Sam, I thought, but 848.
WSKG 883, good morning.
Good morning, Area 33. This is 848 over in Detroit. Probably about 500 feet from the repeater, hitting it at low power. Over.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm over here at 9 Mile and Ryan area.
Well, you're sounding good. Nice and clear. I don't hear any noise in the background or anything, so... Ain't nothing wrong with that radio.
Yep, just a little handheld and hooking it up, and got my license about 3 weeks ago, and just started keying up a little bit. Over.
Hey, Dad. Well, welcome to the GMRS world.
Thank you very much, and you have a great day. Be blessed. And WSKG 883 on the site.
Keep it out. You have a great day. This is Whiskey Sam Alco Alpha 848, and we're clear and monitor.
WICX 218, WIUG 48, copy.
Good day,
WICX 218. WIUG 48, copy.
WIUG 218, I was in the other room. What's going on, Jack?
Oh, nothing much except sunshine, and I gotta go outside. You gotta play around with those leaves out there.
Yeah, I copy that. I picked them up yesterday, and... can't even tell I did anything today, so I'll let it rain on them a couple of days, knock some more down, and get after them there, Roger.
I didn't know it was raining last night. I got up and it was raining on the window, so I got to go out there and do it. There are a lot of them out there, too.
Roger that. Yep. That time of year around here, and they'll be done around Halloween or just after there, copy?
Hey, you're right. So you're sounding good anyhow. Are you on the harvest?
Yeah, Roger, that medium power still, 10 watts. Yeah, it's sounding good today, everybody. Right, good. Good strong signals.
Yeah, as you were saying, but we're not connected. That's the problem.
Roger that. Yeah, I didn't hear nothing. They didn't hear nothing from up north.
You know what? I haven't heard nothing from Don for past that day out there in Ohio. I haven't heard nothing from him for the past 10 days.
Roger that. That's a long time. Huh. I don't know.
I don't know if the, is he okay or not okay. I don't have no idea. I didn't even text him. He has not returned my text message yet. You know, so I don't know what's going on out there.
Yeah, copy that. Well, sounds concerning. I'll keep trying, see what happens, I guess. Copy?
I guess so. Yeah, that's what I got to do. Keep trying, fix him again. See how he's doing, you know. He used to work for AT&T, and he retired last year. That's what he was saying. The last text message I got from him.
Roger that. Maybe simply went out of town or something.
Yeah, could be, you're right. Go out of town for a little bit before the winter time or before the leaves come down. Before the leaves come down and that's it.
Roger that. At least the temperatures are seasonable, so it'd be okay.
Yeah, yesterday was a very nice day. I was outside all day driving around, and I went out to Bloomfield Hills yesterday and came back. That's how nice it was. Till about 8 o'clock was very nice.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, that's when I got mine up. And today ain't bad right now. It's supposed to start raining later around 4 after I come back, so... You know, so I'll let them fall. Heck with it today.
I just gotta put my pants on and go out there with that big lawnmower and crush them all and come back. That's what I'm gonna do.
Roger that.
All right, Randall, take care. Good talking to you. You gotta go out there and do that job. We'll talk again. WIUG 48.
Yeah, copy that, Jack. All right, have a good one. Take it easy. I'll catch you later this evening or something, this afternoon. WRCX 218, we're monitoring.
WSOC 793 monitor. WSBT 75, copy. This is WRWB 489.
What's happening there, Mike? WRUZ 935.
Hey, what's going on, John?
Oh, not much. Just sitting down here. Just got down here a little bit ago. Eating some pretzel rods and dipping them in yellow mustard.
I just got my way home from work.
Yeah, that happens for me way earlier in the day. So, Cheryl and I had an appointment to get our hairs cut, so we did that. It's like they got something going every day this week.
Help a friend out with a generator, change out a capacitor, and fill with the fuel tank and pet tanks, and we should be golden. And the thing as it stands right now, it's only putting out like 3 volts.
How big of a generator is it?
5,200 watts and 6,500 watt surge to build it. It was acquired the roadside.
Okay. That's like what I got. 5,250 or something like that with like a, you know, somewhere around a 6,000 surge. So, I really should rebuild the carburetor on my, that ethanol fuel kind of took its toll.
Now that's the worst thing for it. That'll destroy everything. I had that happen to me on a Mantis tiller. I went to use it one day, and all of a sudden I'm like, man, what's up with this gas tank? It looks so hazy, and I just barely touched it with my finger, and the thing just crumbled, and I'm like, wow. There must have been too much ethanol in the gas where I bought it from.
Well, what I now try and do is I try and stick with Amoco Silver. And a lot of people don't realize, if you read what it says on a gas pump, it says that this gas may contain up to 10% ethanol. It doesn't say that it does contain 10% ethanol. And generally, mid-grade is a blend of regular and premium. And what I generally do is I buy from Amoco. I switched over to Amoco. I run Amoco Silver. Like I had silver, Amoco Silver in my 12-gallon boat gas tank, and I hadn't been fishing in a couple of years. And I had a full tank of fuel with the two-cycle oil mixed in, which really turns that gas kind of varnishy real quick. And I was dumping that gas out on a on the cracks of the sidewalk in the driveway, you know, to kill the grass growing in the cracks. And he's like, this stuff doesn't smell bad at all. So I tried it in the lawnmower. Lawnmower ran perfectly fine. So I put it in my pickup truck. Pickup truck ran perfect, no problems. So I always run silver. But if you buy premium probably doesn't have any ethanol in it because ethanol will lower the octane of fuel. So if they want to sell, you know, 93 octane gas, why would they want to refine, you know, gas to be like 94 or 95 and then add ethanol and have it lowered?
I converted over to compressed natural gas or propane on my generator several years now. Never looked back. Clean as a whistle. Afternoon, fellas.
Yeah, it's great if you don't ever want to take it any place, but, well, I guess you can have conversion kits that will run either or.
Oh, yeah, that's what I do. I've got three-way. It'll run gas, propane, or CNG. And CNG and, you know, and it'll do all three. But I normally run it on CNG at the house, and then if I got to take it somewhere, I generally grab a pig and do that. And I try not to put any gas in it at all, keep things nice and clean. Anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, no biggie. It's your machine jumping any time.
We don't buy it.
No, it's not that. It's just rude. But guys had a conversation going on. But John, you probably saw that 4K I had. And it wasn't really enough to do what I wanted to do. and I just recently got an inverter, factory tri-fuel. I converted the other one, but this is a factory tri-fuel inverter, and it's runs even on natural. It runs about 7K, so it's more than enough. I can have a toaster, a coffee maker, microwave, you know, and not multiples, but I can have any one of those on, plus all my normal stuff, so it's a nice deal. I'm liking it.
So 7K, so I guess I could run the Alpha and get the full output, because it'd be about 7,000 input. You know, Mike, I had that thing fired up, and I had my brother-in-law key up the radio, and I was outside in the backyard. I yelled in the window, okay, key it up. He keyed that thing up, and the electric meter outside looked like a Briggs & Stratton lawnmower engine idling.
Oh. That's pretty impressive.
Well, that TNY I had was probably the biggest I ever had. I got that. I still got that 3K Henry, but that's just the juiced up para 3500. So, you know, what 2K maybe?
Yeah, no, they made 3Ks that ran a. Actually, I think they made a 4K that ran at 8877 as well.
Well, nobody's going to touch you for quantity of amps, that's for sure. But I'm a close second anymore. I look and shake my head sometimes.
A close second?
You know, I mean, it's hard to be. It's hard to be close to you. So, yeah, that's exaggerating. I might be second, but I don't think it's a close second.
Do you know how many I have?
I can guess. I'll bet it's over a dozen.
I think it's a dozen and a half.
There you go. Like I said, I'm not there, but, I mean... I can only say I got two of those for the IC2KLs, but you can do that for a couple.
Well, no, I'm kind of diversified a little bit more. I mean, let's see. I've got two of the Alpha 77 SXs, one's a parts rig. I've got two GLA 1000s. I think that's the only. Oh, and I've got two of the SS 750s. Other than that, it's all onesies for everything else. But did I tell you what amp I'm running is my main amp?
Let's not forget Mike's in here. If I had to guess, you tell me.
Well, I went solid state. I picked up that PW1, and I, you know... It's a great amp. You just always, when you say something and somebody doesn't hear you, you always question yourself what another 500 watts make the difference. So I picked up an SPE Expert, the 2KFA.
Huh, look at you go. You still got that ADCOM?
ACOM 2100, and then there was that Amptech that ran the three 4CX250s. I sold that.
All right. When did you get a PW1?
About 2 months before I got the 2KFA.
Look at you go. I got one. I have to ask Don how it's doing. He's enjoyed every minute of it since I got it.
How do you like that, Mike?
guy gets a great deal on an amp, doesn't even hook the thing up, loans it out immediately. Did it ever make it in your house, Sean, and then turn it to Mike?
Nope, went right from my vehicle to Don's, and it's been there ever since, and I am tickled pink with that. So I got a nice, beautiful spot for it. I'm glad he's keeping it going. It's better than collecting dust on my shelves. You and I were the worst at that. Go ahead, Mike.
Sounds interesting. Yeah, I know, John, you like to collect many a thing. Get them working again.
Well, Mike, I try hoarding everything, but, you know, you can't keep everything.
Well, we hoard, and then you find something more hoardable, so something on the lower hoard tier has to go.
Did your battery die, Mike?
Battery's not dead. Why? What's up?
It seems like you unkeyed early or something on that last transmission.
Right now, I'm just moving mobile here. So, well, I'm going to get some gas, folks, and take a standby. WRWB 49, and I'll be getting by, getting some petrol.
All right, Mike. Well, Sean, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at my shelf to the left of my desk. And I'm looking at the 2-meter commander. Now, that's just HF amps I was talking about, a dozen and a half. The 2-meter commander, and then I've got the two Henry SS750s, and then the ACOM 2100. Next shelf down, I've got the ALS 500 mobile amp and then the Metron, the MA1000 Metron. I got my 1296 amplifier sitting there. It's only 50 watts, but it's real nice. It's a real nice looking amp. And then a Drake L4 and a 922. Next shelf down only has one amplifier on it. It's just a 2-meter Heathkit 80 watt amp, 10 watts in, 80 watts out, solid state, with a built-in power supply. It was available back in the like mid-80s. It was a cool amp. I always wanted one. I got that one sitting there, so that's it for that shelf unit.
Here you go. I got no such collection of BU stuff. Dakota's looking for a something like that last one you described, like, you know, 5 to 10 and 50 to 80 out, although he might have bought something already. He's looking for a VHF amp for his 705 so that he could get in the game, you know, on the 2-meter sideband, that stuff. I need to get my antenna fixed. I've been off the air for over a year because my antenna, the mast collapsed, and I was running hardline, quarter-inch hardline, and so when it came down, it kinked it and broke it. And so I looked at it and went, oh, man, so now I got to get that off. I want to replace the antenna. I got to replace the feed line. And I haven't got around to it. So I haven't had the 9700 fired up at all in at least a year because of that. I really got to do that before the weather gets foul.
It wasn't that 44-footer that came down, was it?
No, I got another one, though, just like it, but a shorter one, like a 33-footer or something. It was on that. The 44-footer is still standing tall, doing wire duty, and I don't have anything on the top of it yet. But I did have a 6.2 440 antenna on it that I had going to the other stuff, and then the antenna that I did have, the one that you put up about a million years ago, still on my chimney, that one's 1296, 2 and 440. And I switched that one over to my main, you know, FM rig, and so I got nothing hooked up to the 9700 until I get that other antenna back in place. So, well, it's just apathy is a beast. That and cat videos. Cat videos suck. Whatever apathy I don't have is wasted on cat videos.
WRUZ935. I make that comment all the time at work. You know, there's nothing going on. They say,
call me back in 20 minutes, and I'd be like, yeah, I'll just watch some more cat videos. And that's my excuse for everything is cat videos. Now, let's see. I sold my LK500, and I'm keeping the AL82. I put a branded set of tubes in the 922 because I've got that with my 830 station. So it's not next to it, but it's for it. I got to ditch the Drake stuff. I got to finish recapping the rest of the C line and get rid of that. I did pick up a Drake TR6, so I got a TR6 I need to hook up and test it out and make sure everything's working before I broom that. I've got two radios that need AC4 power supplies, and I currently have four AC4 power supplies. One of them's in the back of the RV3 VFO, which I could care less about that. I got it for the price of the power supply. And then I've got two MS4s with power supplies in them and one more AC4 without a speaker or anything to mount it in. So I need to see if I can get a bulk price on recapping kits for the AC4s.
Yeah, what's that guy's name? Hayseed or something like that? I don't know. Murph uses them all the time, but they're easy to recap. They're one of the, among the easier, so cool. I've got a few things. I got to decide. I got the 930 to 830. 930 is kind of standalone, but I got it really hot rodded. I got the Nassau power supply in it and the aftermarket logic board and, you know, and all that. So it's a modernized 930. I really dig that radio. And so the 830 has become kind of surplus to my needs. Still got that one that I got off you. I do love the Drake, the 7 line, and did pick up that L7, which I like that. But, you know, it's like I got the Henry 3K and the L7. I got the SS750. I've got two IC2KLs, a PW1, you know, the LS500M. I think that's all of them. I don't know. There might be a couple others I'm not remembering.
Yeah, I picked up an AL80A because I needed something to test the RE500, so I figured that's a nice one-holer. I can just use that as a test jig. So that's sitting over here. I've recapped one of the AC4 power supplies, and so yeah, they're pretty easy and straightforward to go through. I got a little Drake 2B with a 2BQ Q multiplier over here. I need to get that up and functioning and broom that. It's in real nice shape with the calibrator and stuff. Got some amps over on the other shelf. I did pick up down in Dayton this year. I totally didn't expect it, and I look over and it's like, oh, there's a desktop Henry. What is that? Oh, look at that. It's a UHF Henry. So it's the what is it? The 2004. So I got the Henry for UHF, and I got the Commander for 2 meters. I just plan on running the ICOM 7300 and the PW1 as my 6 meter kilowatt transmitter. Dedicated. That's the 7300 I got that Walt was using. I bought that from Bill because Bill was loaning it to Walt, and he walked out of the house with it. And I said, "Hey, Bill, if you ever want to get rid of that," so I ended up taking it home.
Yeah, if you remember, that's how I got my SS750. It's just a joke. Walking into the Lansbury swap, I saw Bill coming out, and I says, "I'll take that amp." And he goes, "Okay," and he shot me the price, and I said, "Done." It was just the weirdest thing. So, hey, I'm just pulling up this drive-thru here. I've got to get my diet limeade here at Sonic before the 4 o'clock happy hour is over.
All right, we'll have at it. And that that little 80 watt, 10 and 80 watt out 2 meter amp, that's going with the Kenwood TS700S that I got over here. So, and I plan on doing that just for the vertical sideband. Then. All right, I'll catch up with you. 8H, or no, long call. WRUZ 935. All righty. Back out here in a bit, maybe. WRUU 850.
Okay, I'm back.
You all petrolled up, Mike?
I am.
Very good. So, yeah, it's been a while since I've, you know, talked to Sean, and the equipment changes around, but we're still just running the same stuff we were, pretty much. But the collection has changed.
Yeah, I copy that.
What I need to do is just make it so I can disconnect the coax from one amplifier and plug it into the back of the other one and just, you know, switch complete setups.
Okay. Yeah, you were talking about asking... here. Guy that's involved, you know, he's got a not only a GMRS license, but he is a tech, has a tech license. Why would you want to jeopardize your ham license and do something stupid?
Anyway, don't we have it? Yeah,
like the ones we had in the Beast, the Useca Beast. I remember those, but, okay. No, I'm not real familiar with that one at all. But, you know, I got two of those IC2KLs. Those are basically conduction-cooled solid-state, you know, and but they still got a fan to, you know, because it's a tiny little package to carry off the heat. Yeah, yeah. And, hey, Mike, I wanted to ask you, so is this kind of like what it's like in the morning?
Go ahead. I was on the phone with somebody.
I just got a phone call. I'll be back. WREZ935.
If you were asking me about if this is what it's like in the morning, yes, every morning. And one individual was tracked down by somebody on the input side.
IEZ is going to end up dead the way he talks about people. Paul225N8IEZ is going to end up with Mike's head in his ass and Bigfoot's nasty trench foot in his mouth.
WRBG 206 calling for a radio check.
comes the storm.
WFSC 902, 973, you got it on? WFSC 902.
WRBG206, radio's loud and clear.
Thank you. Yeah, I think you said 777 or something. Radio check. Your radio's working good. WSSG 793.
Passing 793, 793, you out there, babe?
Yeah, man, what's happening?
WFSC 902, nothing, what are you doing?
I'm just sitting here waiting for the Kapowies to start. Looking pretty rough out there. Got my Skywatch on, my Skywarn, I got my bow thing on. Got the Skywarn on, but nothing, just sitting here, man. What's happening with you?
I don't know what's going on my radio, it's kind of like dead key down me. Anyways, just got off, I was looking at the sky, it's looking kind of ominous out here, brother. Shoot.
Yeah, I just happened to turn my head and look out the window, I seen it's all ominous, so I went up to click on Detroit. Yeah, there's a thunderstorm warning for us, sort of, more or less, till 4:30. Which would be now. I guess there ain't no thunderstorm warning, I guess, in a minute. But, yeah, I turned on my bow thing and put it on Skywarn and set it up in the window here, and I was just sitting here listening to it. Both the repeaters were off. He must have just turned them back on there, okay?
I thought that what was going on. I had it on medium power, and I'm like, I'm not, you know, clicking and clicking and clicking. I'm like, I don't hear the repeater kicking back at me. I'm like, what's going on? And then I was like, I turned it up on high, and then I heard you say testing, testing, testing. I'm like, oh, okay, maybe I just didn't have it on high.
Because I just turned it on like about 45 minutes ago or something, and Detroit was off. And Detroit went down. I sent the text over to Sean, let him know that Detroit was down. Mount Clemens was still on. And then a bunch of crapola went down, and so he shut Mount Clemens down, and that was it. Both repeaters were down, so I went over. There's still some traffic going on sideband on the CB, so I was sitting here listening to guys on sideband on the CB, and then, like I said, I happened to look out the window, and I was like, oh, what's this all about? And so I looked it up, and yeah, we were under a warning, so I got the bow bang out and was listening to Skywarn. Ain't heard nothing come across Skywarn, no. You on your way home from work?
Sorry about that, Dave. Somebody was on a different, and on a different frequency, and I thought they were jamming up on Mount Clemens here, and it was actually, I looked down, it was the other channel I had it on.
No problem, man. Sean's expecting me. He said if he comes back out here, he's shutting them down again. So he said he'd go ahead and let you guys know. Are you on your way home from work?
And I'll roger that. Hey, if they made it start to stop, let them shut them down. I mean, it is what it is. They'll figure it out sooner or later. Hey, you know, he's got to do what he's got to do on his end. I don't know ill feelings. It is what it is.
I got nothing against it. It don't bother me none. You know, he's got to do what he's got to do. I agree. You know? But yeah, like I said, I was listening to the repeaters were down, so I was listening to 38 lower sideband on the base station. There's activity on 36, 37, and 38, and I was listening to them, and I happened to look out the window, and I seen it was dark. I'm like, what the hell is this now? And then, like I said, I looked it up, and we were under a thunderstorm warning, so I grabbed the bow thing and turned on the Skywarn channel, set it in the window there, but they ain't heard no activity.
The guys on the other channel are trying to listen to it live. They're watching live radar, and, I just stepped out of work, and you can see the clouds are, like bad, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's supposed to be till 4:30, but it's 4:34. But it still looks pretty rough out there. It's still looking kind of nasty. The wind was picking up there for a while. It was kicking kind of hard, man. They said expect 50 mile per hour winds. But yeah, that'd be about right because they were really kicking a minute ago.
And all right, that's what I'm trying to say. As soon as I stepped out of work, it was just. About blew me down the street, so I don't know. It was just nice and calm, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, just wind just came out. So,
yeah, I'm not sure if I'm hearing me some thunder out there, or if that's just the wind banging against something. But yeah, it's still windy though. It's been windy most of the day. Not as bad as it was just a couple minutes ago. It really started kicking in, but I don't know. Here. It's still there. Well, now it's 5 advisories. Well, first it was 3. What's it, 20, blah, blah, blah. Wind gusts up to 15, up to 50 miles an hour. It's still, till 4:45 now they're saying till 4:45.
Looking at the sky, it just looks black everywhere, bro. So it was all, and then you got lower clouds below it, and they're spinning around, so I don't know.
Yeah, can you actually see the rotation?
I'm not saying rotation, but you just see lower clouds, but you got 3 layers of clouds. You got like pearly little white ones that are down low, gray ones that are a little bit higher, and a thick black above that. Now, I don't see nothing spinning around. I'm saying it's just swirling around, all these clouds.
Yeah, swirling is a form of rotation, too. As long as if you got even a little rotation, that's not good, but not bad either. I mean, if you were looking and the whole damn thing was rotating around, well, then you got problems. So, where are you at?
Just crossed over 16 in Grosbeck right now, heading north in 2 seconds, so.
Yeah, all right, man. I didn't think you'd be out here. I thought it'd be a little while before you got out here. Usually you're out here later than this. I kind of was a little surprised there, because, like I said, I was going to shut it off, because the repeaters were down, so I was just going to shut it down. And then I heard a guy come in wanting a radio check on Mount Clemens, so I went over to Detroit, and Detroit's on again, too. That's what I'm on. You know, so I gave the radio check, and then you popped in there. So, all right, well, I guess we're rolling again.
Yeah, from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock, early 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock, that's when people start getting out here. You know that,
There ain't nothing going on before that.
Yeah, I know that, man. What you got planned for the evening?
I don't know yet. I might just go home and fucking go to sleep. Feeling beat up, bro. That's why I got out early. I'm not feeling it, dude. Just not feeling it. Feel beat up, like 10 miles of bad road. So.
Yeah, Roger, that. That's just weather. This weather has quite a bit to do with it. I texted Cliff a little while ago and asked him how he's doing. And he said he's a little better. He said still a little weak, though, but he said thanks for asking. That was pretty cool of him to say that. And then he came back again and told me he's at the doctor's office. I told him, I said, well, I'll get at you later then after. You're going to bother him while he's at the doctor's office there, okay?
And all right on. I'm glad you and Cliff are actually talking again, dude. That's like, truth is, like, you guys are like peanut butter and jelly, bro. I just don't understand that. I'm just glad you guys are back talking, so, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm happy about it, too. That's one thing that I'm happy about. We yapping again. Yeah, we were texting the other day, last week or something, somewhere in there. And, you know, he's got that new, he still has his 392 Challenger that he got, you know, when I was living at the trailer. He still has it, and he has the new car, the what they call that, it's in at 1500 horse, whatever the hell it is. But anyway, he told me that he took the 392 and had the oil and all the fluids changed in and everything. Costed him $4,400.
Yeah, but that's a high-performance car. They're going to change everything. The diff, they're going to change out, like, every fluid, bro. Like, every fluid they're going to change out. Yeah, it's about right.
Hey, he said he's already got 103,000 on it or something. He's got 100-something thou on it already. Well, he's had it since 2010. He got an 09 or 10 or something. That'd be about right. You know, because it's a daily driver now, I guess, back and forth to work and wherever the hell he goes. But anyway, I told him, I said, yeah. I said, when he told me the 4,400, I was like, yeah. I said, not like the days of the Trans Ams, huh? Because he used to have three or four Trans Ams. Trans Ams was his car before he, you know, got, when he started working with Chrysler and before he got the Hemi, the Challenger, you know, Trans Ams. He drove Trans Ams for years. He, like I said, he had four of them. And he told me, he said, yeah, he still has them, too. I was like, you do? He goes, yeah. He said, actually, he has nine of them. He said, he's got to sell them. He's going to sell them. He said, he's got to sell them. But, wow, man, you still have the Trans Ams, eh? He said, yeah, I got nine of them.
Everybody's got to have a hobby, buddy. You know that. Everybody's got to have a fucking little toy. So, I mean, it is what it is. Can't blame them. You know, most of them guys are Chryslers. They got, you know, them Hellcats and a couple toys here and there. And, hey, it is what it is.
Oh, yeah, I know. But what I'm saying is, you know, when I hung all the time, all the years I hung out with them, and, you know, up until the time that, we last talked to each other. That's all he had was Trans Ams. He had two of them. He had two of them in his garage, and he had two of them in the driveway, along with the wife's van. Rest in peace, Sue. The wife's van also. But I told him, you know, I was just joking around. I said, yeah, because, you know, $4,400 to have the fluids and everything on that Challenger scat, changed and all that. Told him, I said, it ain't like the old days, like the Trans Ams, hey, you know, the $12 oil change or whatever you call it. And, he told me, he said, I still have those. I was surprised. I was like, you do? He goes, yeah. He said, actually, I have nine of them. But he said, he's gonna have to get rid of them, you know, and stuff. He's got them, I know you don't have them at the house. But he's got them, I assume he's got them in a storage area or something. But yeah, nine of them. Now, when I last talked to him, he had four. So I don't know how the hell he got, the four, other four or five or whatever, but yeah. So anyway, yeah, he's at the doctor's office. I told him I'd get at him later and check with him, you know, and see what's happening. But anywho, I'll let you go ahead on, do what you're doing, man. Concentrate on your driving and braking and all that other good stuff. I'm probably going to roll back over here on and see if they're still talking on sideband or not. I might as well shut the bow thing down because ain't nothing happening there. But, you know, give me a holler when you get in the house, when you get some time, you know, when you're relaxing or something.
I can do that, Dave. I just come up with some heavy traffic there. I had to pay attention for a second. So I wouldn't hit nobody. You know how I am, dude. Now that turned us into a beater with a heater. You know what I mean? She ain't a prize truck no more. Kind of banged up a little bit, so another bang wouldn't matter, right? All right, WSFT 902, and when I get to the house, I'll give you a holler, Dave. I'm out.
All right, my man. Yeah, to me, it's still a nice-looking truck, even with the dent in the front and whatever the hell. I think it's a sharp-looking truck still. I don't know why. I always thought it was. Maybe it's the color. Who the hell knows? Them rims set it off nicely, too. But, all right, very good, man. You're sounding good through the repeater, no problems. And I'll speak on you in a little bit. I'll be monitoring. If you call out for me, I don't answer. Just wait a few, because I might have it turned down, and if I hear something interesting on sideband, or if I got something going on YouTube, I'll have it turned down. But I'll have it on for sure. Anyway, we'll talk to you in a bit. WSZ 793, and I'm quiet for a bit.
I'll ride to that, Dave. Not a biggie deal. And like I said, after that chick hit me on 696 at, what, two winters ago, and then she banged up that front fender, I was like, yeah, it became a beater with a heater, so I ain't putting no more money into it, so. Anywho, anyhow, I'll get a hold of you in probably about 20 minutes or so, by the time I get to doing my running I got to do, and this and that, and then I'll be back at the house, and I'll give you a holler. WSFT 902, and I'm on the side.
Roger that, man. Me too. I'm quiet.
WRBG 206, can I get a radio check?
Whatever you call that is where you gotta get through the repeater, and you gotta turn that Roger beep off, though it does interfere with the repeater.
Yeah, 206, it's working. It's working good, but yeah, like you said, you gotta at least turn off the Roger beep. It screws with the repeater there, okay.
This is WRBG 206. Got it. Thank you.
No problem, man. Like I said, sounding really good, man. Nice and clean. No noise, no nothing. WSZ 793, and I'm quiet.
WRBG 206 radio check. I got the Roger beep off. Can you tell me whether I'm loud and clear?
Yeah, you're loud and clear.
Yeah, 206. Your Roger beep's still on. But you're loud and clear. No problem at all there, Roger.
As you find the mode, turn that off. But you are loud and clear, and you are coming through with full modulation there, bud.
Thank you. Is the Roger beep still there?
Yes, sir, it is. It's after you key up, after you let go of it, the Roger beep still kicks on. So you got to go back in the settings and try to find the thing called Roger beep.
Got it. I just turned it off. I guess maybe it didn't take. Let me try again.
It's still on. the other guy says, you know, aside from the Roger beep, you're coming through loud and clear and strong, so. Just, like I said before, the Roger beep screws with the repeater.
This is RVD 206, once again, radio check, and without the beep.
You got it.
Yeah, there you go, 206, no beep. Like I said, sounded strong and clean and really good. What's your location?
I'm in St. Clair Shores.
Yeah, all right, so I take it you're going through the Macomb repeater, Roger?
Roger that.
All right, just a little tidbit, nothing major, but I'm not sure if you're aware of it or not, but a lot of the man-elves and stuff, say like you're on a certain frequency and you turn the Roger beep off, it doesn't shut it off for all the other frequencies. You go to another frequency or somewhere, another repeater, the Roger beep's probably going to go in. You're going to have to go in on that frequency until it turns the beep off. You understand?
Copy that. At it as we speak.
Yeah, all right.
Must have gotten his laptop. And
all right, man. Well, it sounds good. Really good. Very, very good. So if you really want me to pin it down, man, it sounds excellent. So anyway, you have yourself a good one. WSFZ 793, I'm listening.
WRBG 206, clear. Thank you, everyone.
Hey, 902, you still in there? CG 1-2. WSIO 946. You're around, Ralph. WSFZ 793. Hey, yeah, what's up, buddy? Hey, there you are, man. How you doing? Just turned on the other radio here. I'm all right, I guess. Just another one of them days. Just, trying to get through, you know. Yeah, Roger that. Well, with me, today is the opposite of yours. I'm all right, man, but, you know, how long is it going to last? Who knows? So I know what you're feeling, man. Sorry about that. Yeah, I know. I go through that. I know. I go through exactly what you do, so. You know, I understand how it is, man. Sorry that you guys go through that, but anyway, man, what's the news? Nothing?
Yeah, same old, same old. I think about what to get going for dinner here. I don't know if I'm gonna order something or dig through the freezer, I'm not sure.
Yeah, Roger that. I told you about that sub I ordered the other day. It kind of screwed me up now with them, you know, in a way. I mean, it was bad. I didn't even eat all of it. I was good pretty much half of it, but I had to force a lot of it down. I had to eat something. and, you know, it doesn't pay for it and stuff. The other half, man, I just threw it away. I couldn't take it. But, yeah, I'm about to, here in a few, I might give me a little chow in me, too. I haven't really eaten since this morning there, Raji.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, yeah. You know, everything. My problem is salt, because I got blood pressure issues. And it's, man, anything you want. You know, if it's frozen food, oh, yeah. Or if it's carryout or anything like that, they're just loaded with salt, man. And I can't cook for myself anymore.
Yeah, same here, too. Yeah, I'm not supposed to be messing with the salt either. And I remember years back, my one doctor I had, who was a good doctor, I was talking to her, and, you know, she's telling me about the salt. And I told her, I said, well, you know, I told her the stuff that I like. You know, I'd like to eat. Nope, salty. Nope, salty. I told her, I said, you know, I like the Campbell's soup. I like the Campbell's chicken noodle soup. Nope, salty, can't eat it. Well, you know, well, what about Chef RD? I mean, I'm just throwing anything out there now. Nope, it's sugary, too much sugar. I was like, oh, Christ. So I told her, I said, so what am I being reduced down to? I said, just lettuce and ranch dressing? And she said, nope, too salty. Ranch dressing's too salty, just the lettuce.
Yeah, it's tough. I guess vegetables is about all you're gonna get. A little bit of butter and a little bit of pepper. No salt.
Okay. All right, Frank, got you in there. Yeah, well, that's since then, you know, I mean, I don't put salt on my stuff no more. I used to salt, you know, put salt on my food and this and that. I don't do that no more. And I use Splenda. We talked about that the other day. Instead of sugar, I use Splenda. But I'll have a Coke occasionally and stuff, a regular Coke. I ain't cut completely down, but I just watch it a little bit more. In fact, right now I'm drinking a Coke Zero. I could have had a regular Coke if I wanted, but, you know, I just grabbed the Coke Zero. I just wanted. I needed something busy, though. But, all right, man. I think Frank wants to get in there, so I'll get back at you there. Turn it over to you, Frank.
And, no, the Campbell soup, the Chef RD, all that's just loaded with sodium. I quit eating that a long time ago. The Denny Moore beef stew, all that. I used to love that stuff, but I can't eat that stuff no more.
Yeah, Roger, that same here. I used to be crazy about Denny Moore beef stew and stuff ever since I was a kid. I don't eat it no more. I don't mess with it. If I have any canned little soup, it's like once a week or something. Just something quick to grab and... But I used to eat the hell out of it. Hey, a little while ago, man, I was sitting here. All of a sudden, my power glitched. Like a nanosecond, like a really super nanosecond off-on. But my windows cracked open, man. The power glitched, man. I heard whatever it was out there explode.
Did you just say you said you heard a transformer explode? You kind of were breaking up really, really bad.
Something banged. My power flicked, man. It was enough. Everything stayed on except for the computer. I had to reboot the computer, but, yeah, I heard something pop out there, too. I was like, oh, wow, cool. But, anyway, I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on here, if I'm breaking up or what. It don't matter.
I'm jumping back in there, buddy.
Hey, what's up, Frank? Dave, you sounded good off a repeater for me. Must be Frankie Mobile.
sit by the fireplace in my normal spot where I get out real good and kind of like flickered in and out a little bit. I don't know. I caught like the last tail end of it. Something about something exploding. I don't know.
I'm good over here in Westland. Yeah, thanks, Westland. I appreciate that. I got to get with this text. I'll be out here in a minute, gentlemen. I'm sorry, man. I got a... My buddy texted me, and I got to see what's happening here. So I'll catch everybody in a minute. Good evening, time to be out there in Westland while I'm at it, too. Ralph, I'll get back with you. Frank, I'll get back with you. WSOZ 793, and I'm back. I'll be back in a minute.
Hey, Frank, are you an electrician?
Not by trade, but I do a lot of electrical. I do boilers, HVAC, plumbing, tin knocking, furnace replacements, boiler replacements, you name it. I've been doing it for about 40 years.
Yeah, I got... What about, you know, when they only grounded what they had to before I bought this house. My garage is all grounded. You know, it's on breakers on the inside, and there's those old screw-in fuses outside, out in the garage. Should I be having some GFIs out there with that sort of setup?
Well, I'm not going to tell you no, the GFIs are good. If you run an extension cord outside and the cord's outside and it's a three-prong plug and you got three-prong boxes in there, I would recommend having one GFI by the door, plug an outside thing in. The reason they have GFI is for water protection is basically what it is. Yeah, I mean, you got two prongs in the house.
I got, well, anyway, there's water. I've got three prongs, but the rest of the house is up two prongs.
WRZN 493.
Go ahead, 493, if you got a comment.
Yeah, I'm Sparky. I just vaguely heard a little bit of what's going on. Asking about GFI's placement and location.
Yeah, right. My garage is not protected. It's grounded, but not protected with GFI's.
Sorry, backing up right now. So technically anything that's not hardwired, you're going to want to have it on a GFI. Like the other gentleman was saying, but in addition to water. So basically, the GFI will monitor what's coming in and going out on your hot and your neutral. That being said, even if it's not like a wet area, you know, concrete, metal, anything, you know, if you have a path to ground and, you know, that power is going down you know, somewhere else except for the neutral, it'll cut that circuit so it's not leaking and possibly hurting someone.
Well, I got the old screw-in type fuses out in the garage. It's only a little two fuse panel. I'm thinking just replace the panel with a little breaker setup with GFI breakers in there.
Is that that fuse panel, is that fed from inside or like an actual, you know, breaker panel?
It's a detached garage and it's fed from inside the house here off of the main house panel.
Yeah, so I would, in my opinion, if it was my garage and I had that situation, I would, you know, swap out the panel in the garage.
because the problem you get into with the GFI breakers, if your lights in the garage are, you know, off of that, or your garage door opener, and, you know, whatever you're relying on for light, if you have, you know, that GFI trip, whether it's, you know, an actual ground fault or, you know, just an old, you know, piece of equipment, old GFI, you'll run into the problem that you won't have lights, you know, if that circuit does trip. So, just my two cents.
Yeah, roger that. Roger that. I remember now, you don't put them on light circuits. I don't know. Maybe I'll just put some GFIs on a couple of the plugs out there that are, you know, going to be used with extension cords and what have you. Might just be my easiest way to go about this.
You know, another thing that you can do, let me start with this. You're not going to generally want it on your lighting circuits. However, if you have, say, like those plug-in style shop lights, the LED, whatever, anything that gets, you know, plugged in should be GFI protected, including your garage door opener. You know, likewise, you can basically just get a, if those fuses are for like 120 volts, you know, circuits, you can basically just put a GFI after that and save yourself the money of having to upgrade your panel and, you know, basically going the whole route. Because, I mean, the panel itself can be expensive, but GFI breakers on top of it are like $60 a pop for, you know, like a 15 or 20 amp GFI breaker.
Yeah, copy that. That's probably what I do for PGFI. Hey, Frank, you do a little boiler work, do you, huh?
I work on everything, brother. I'll be honest with you, them old screw-in fuses are actually more better than the newer ones. When they trip, they trip. You do have to replace them. That is an issue with that, but in actuality, if there's an issue with your, like something you plug in or something, you can get caught up in that. Sometimes, I mean, it gets technical and this and that, but them old style fuses are technically better than the new flip breakers, so you just turn them back on. That's what I'm trying to get to.
Okay. Yeah, my house, I got it's a boiler, and it probably just needs a little service. I should probably get somebody out here to just give it a little routine looking over, you know.
That's not a big issue. You clean up the burners, and you know, I could load test the 24 volt circuit stuff and make sure everything's up to snuff. Take a look at it, see the condition, check the vent, see the condition that's in, stuff like that. It's not a big issue, but yeah, you could do like a tune up. And like I said, the main thing with all that stuff is an older house. You want to make sure the venting's good. You're not going to get no carbon monoxide in the house. Stuff like that. I can take a look at it sometime. I just don't know when. I've been just kind of slammed. I actually got home early because I'm normally out the door. I'm up at 4 or 5 in the morning, out the door at 6, 7, usually rolling in 7 to 10 o'clock, and I just feel beat up and kind of got a full plate with a bunch of stuff. I do have to throw a furnace into my cousin here shortly, but sometimes in the next month or so, I'm sure I could find a weekend or something or a Sunday and kind of run out and take a look at it. And, like I said, do a small tune-up on it. So we'll figure something out.
Sounds good. Yeah, and in the future. Well, last winter I was getting a little gridling going on. And I got that radiant heat under the cement. I don't have. There's a couple of little panels in the house that have like valves in there. And at one of those panels, it's just doing a little gurgling once in a while. I don't know. Got a bunch of air in there. What's happening?
I know what you're talking about. You're talking about coin vents off of the radiators, per se. I'd have to see if you have some type of spiral vent to keep the air out of the system and exactly what you got there. But normally what you do is you open that coin vent up a little bit, bleed it out a little bit, and then make sure it's circulating through there. The air will lock it up. If you feel it cold in certain rooms, it could be just air locked. Depending on the amount of low T system or the pump system, or again, it all depends on what's what. You say you do have in-floor heat. There was that one guy that used to do the slabs with the in-floor heat back in the day. Can't remember his name, but he was famous for that. But hopefully that's still holding up because where are you located again? You like East Point or something, ain't you?
Yeah, I'm at... I'm in between Grusbeck and Gratiot, just south of the freeway, you know, north of Fraser.
Roger that. You're just a little bit south of me. I'm like 18 in Hayes area. But, one of these days, like I said, I'm kind of like slammed right now, and before the winter hits, I can definitely get out there and kind of poke my head around and, like I say, do a quick tune-up. And, like I say, with all that type stuff, you just want to make sure the vents are good and take a look at the flame, see how she's burning, look over your electronics, stuff like that. I can tell off the gauge what the system's doing, stuff like that, you know. So.
Yeah. Roger that, yeah. Just let me know when you get time, or I'll remind you. You know, there's no hurry. You know, it's working. I did fire it up last week. You know, everything's working. I don't want to have any trouble in the dead of winter, you know.
I know, roger that. Yeah, I just did a tune-up on, I think it was last year for my mechanic, Ben. And then we threw a new thermostat on there. It was the only real thing with it. And we just kind of cleaned out the burners and kind of went through everything. It was an older boiler, but the venting was in decent shape. Like I said, it was a little older unit. It still had a few years left in it for that before I told them to upgrade it. But, just enough to get them by and this and that. So, yeah, but I'll take a look at it and see the shape of it and this and that, and yeah, I can figure all that out. It's not a biggie deal.
All right, sounds good, bro. Sounds good. What's up, Dave?
Nothing. Just listening to you guys talk and looking up some stuff here on the net, and just chilling out.
Hey, did you get a little storm? Run past you about, I don't know, an hour and a half ago or so?
Yeah, nothing happened here, though. I was telling 902, I was sitting there looking at some stuff on the computer, and then I happened to turn my head and look out the window. Like, what the hell is this? It was all dark and everything, and I went up on a weather thing, and yeah, we were under a thunderstorm warning, so I got my little handheld out my mouth thing, and I have Skywarn on it, and I turned on, even though Skywarn, nothing happened on Skywarn, but didn't get no thunder, no lightning, no nothing, even though it was dark as hell.
Yeah, it rained a little bit, but I was taking a nap and I heard a big old bang and I went, what the hell? I got up and this was before the rain. My garbage can was, you know, blown over, so some wind gusts up through here pretty good. But that's about it.
Yeah, there was a moment there. The wind started kicking up really hard. It was really, but it only lasted like about a half a minute or something. But it really started blowing hard, and then that was it. It just was dark out, you know, and the sky, you know, was, you know, storm colored, whatever the hell. But didn't get no lightning or no thunder. I might have got rain. If it did, it was drizzling, because if it would have been raining, I'd have known it. But did get a heavy gust of wind there for about a half a minute, and that was it, man. Everything is done.
Yep, same thing here. Well, we're probably coming straight across both of us. Same little storm.
Yeah, 902 was out in the stuff. He was telling me, he was in the mobile. He was telling me it was super dark out there and all kinds of stuff. And first, it was a thunderstorm warning till 4:30. And then after 4:30, I looked out the window. It was still dark, so I looked again, and they moved it to 4:45. And then that was it. After that, that's a 4:45, quarter to 5, that was it.
Yeah, roger that. Well, gentlemen, I think I'm going to head out and get some fast food. Not raining, so need to grab some smokes while I'm out there. I'm gonna go clear for a bit. WSIL 946, good talking to you, too. Frank, we'll be in touch on the little maintenance here when you get a chance.
Yeah, roger that. Not a big issue. Like I say, we can always take a look at it, do a quick diagnosis and a cleanup on it. Not a big deal. It's just fine at the time. It's always that way. As soon as I think everything's done, something else pops up, so. All right, go get some food. I'm about ready to go dig in the fridge and see what I got, too, because I may be running out and going to get a sub myself or something. So, WSFT 902, and I'll be listening.
Hey, Ralph, go on and get yourself something to eat. I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go take a look and see if anything happening. I'm not really hungry, but I should eat something. I just find something real quick. It'd be a nice salty can of soup. But I'm going to do the same though. I'm going to find me something to munch on, too. I should just put something in my stomach. So, all right, we'll catch you gentlemen in a minute there. Frank, Ralph, WSZ 793. I'll be back.
Copy that. I'm clear. Good trip yesterday.
Roger, roger.
WSKF 896, be mobile.
Are we all clear?
Clear on what?
WFAL 946.
No tomfoolery.
No jackassery.
No, jamboozle. What else? No shenanigans. There we go. No shenanigans.
No, it's been nice and clear tonight. WSAL 946 here.
Well, that's nice. WRUU 850 just out and about, made a little run out here on the road for a minute or two.
Who's tomfoolery?
Yeah, got to that. Well, don't let the little goblins get you out there. Jeez, we're gonna lose an hour of light. I hate this daylight savings threshold.
Somebody was inquiring about Tom. So, yes, good old tomfoolery. But I wish they would get rid of that. I don't think anyone is a fan of daylight savings. It's a big waste of time.
Not.
Jack?
I was just wondering, I keep hearing that name being dropped, tomfoolery. Who the hell is tomfoolery?
I think he's Seymour Butts' cousin. I'm not real sure on that. Hello, Dave.
That's Ruffle Foreskin, buddy.
Oh, all right. I know who he is, then. Good evening, time, Sean. Yeah, excuse me. Yeah, I know it. Not the Rumpelstiltskin, the other guy, whoever Sean mentioned. Yeah, I know that guy. What's up, Sean? What are you doing?
Oh, just backing in the driveway. Was out for made a run. Backing in the driveway now, but reminds me of all them corny jokes when we were like 13 years old, you know. What was it? Under the Bleachers, a book, Under the Bleachers by Seymour Butts. Little Brown Spots on the Wall by Who Flung Who. I remember all them great jokes when we were 13 years old.
Rusty Bed Springs by I.P. Knightley.
Yeah, that was a top favorite there, too. Yeah, I remember all that. Wow. WSZ 793 ID. Yeah, I remember all that. There was a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, I forgot about I.P. Knightley, but there was a whole series of them we knew. I ought to be in junior high again. So, all right, I just pulled up, got my goodies, I got to run inside. Back in a bit. WRUU 850.
Yeah, all right. I'm just sitting here chilling out, looking at some stuff on the internet. So, all right, we'll catch you in a minute. WSRZ 793.
Take care, 850. Well, what'd you do, Dave? Did you get a carryout? I ordered a pizza. Man, it's expensive to have this stuff delivered. It's insanity.
No. In my place, where I get mine, they up their prices. A couple bucks, man. It's already expensive enough, man, but then I see they up their prices a couple bucks. It's like, geez, man. It's going to be pretty soon. Can't afford it.
Well, I went fast and quick. I went hungry. I went hungry, Howie. I had it delivered. We got little small peep toppers for $8. So I got two of them. Got to throw onions on them, you know, and bag delivery, little tip. You know, those $8 pizzas turned into $30.
That's about what it runs me. Small pizza or a sub. Sub is about 25 because I tip. Always tip. Don't feel right if I can't tip. But that delivery, man, that delivery charge, man, that gets you every time.
Yeah, copy that. Copy that. You know, if you want, like, your place, I still haven't got one from Little Italy. So, you know, I've just been dealing with these, with Howie's. They do a pretty good job over here. Comes hot, fast.
Roger that. Well, anything's good if you're hungry. But like I said before, I told you some time back, I can't eat Jets. I never could. I'm going back a long time. I don't know why. I just can't eat it. It jacks with my stomach for some reason. None of the other ones do. Caesars or Howie's doesn't, but Jets, I don't know, something about the taste. It ain't no big deal. I can't eat Judge, man. I could be starving. You could put a Judge pizza in front of me, and I can't eat it.
Yeah, I think it's their sauce. I think it's their sauce. It's on their. I don't want. It's been a long time since they had a Judge. I avoid them myself. They're greasier than shit.
Little Caesar's sauce is the worst. WSBJ 512.
Yeah, Roger that. You're right, too, 502. Actually, to tell you the truth, I can't eat Jets at all. I never could. He's, like Ralph says, the grease, too, and everything. It just sucks. But I'm not a fan of Howie's or Caesar's either. Used to be a time I used to like Little Caesars, and, you know, it was pretty good. I never became a fan of Howie's, but I used to like Little Caesars. Now I can walk away from either one of them, but that's why I order from the place I order from, because, you know, it's not a corporate, or I don't know what the hell the word I'm looking for is, but, you know, good pizza. And, you know, if I'm going to pay that much for one, I want to expect to at least eat it.
Yeah, I haven't had a Caesars. I haven't had Caesars Revenge in a while, because that used to tear me up pretty good, you know, like the next morning.
Ooh. That heartburn acid reflexes get you.
That's the bummer about Caesars. Yeah, it does that to me. I used to, back in the 70s and 80s, well, ever since I was a little kid, I used to be a pizza junkie. I mean, you say pizza and I'm drooling. I used to, when I was a little kid, my parents, my mom or dad would order a pizza. I used to stand there on the stoop that goes upstairs. There's a window there looking out front. I used to stand there with my, looking out the window waiting for that car to pull up, you know. But nowadays, hey. But there was a Domino's on the corner, down the street from us on a corner. I couldn't eat Domino's, man. It tasted like cardboard. I didn't like Domino's at the time. I wouldn't eat it because it tasted like cardboard. But I tell you what, I used to get into, well, I probably still would, bar pizza. Bar pizza and bar hamburgers, man. You can't beat them.
Hey, Dave, you know where Club 11 is? Pretty close to Gratiot on the north side of the service drive here.
Yeah, I passed by it a couple times.
Pretty dang good burger in that place.
You know, I don't think I've ever ordered anything else. I don't know how the rest of food is, but the burgers, you know, they're cooking them up large and large and thick.
Yeah, that's the thing. My favorite burgers were always the Par Burgers. That was my favorite place to. My favorite hamburger was the ones you get at the bar. I don't know what it is. They got that taste to them, man. It's like grilled onion type taste or whatever, but they had that flavor, man. At least most of the bars I've been in that I've had, their burgers are good. I'd eat a Bar Burger over any of the other ones any day. And I've been in a couple bars where I've had their pizza. Pizza was good. Pizza's really good. Bar food is pretty good stuff, man.
Yeah, it's usually reasonably priced, too, to get you in there. It's hoping you drop a 50 on alcohol, you know.
But yeah, you know, I used to like going to the bars, and Maniac's wife used to, when I lived up north in the Thumb, I lived about a mile up the highway from a bar, and, when she would come up and, you know, we'd go back down to Detroit, we always stopped in there, man, and I'd stop in there and either we'd get pizza or we'd get the burgers. Sometimes other things, too. One time they had prime rib there that was pretty damn good, too. And it's just, I don't know, man, the bar food is good stuff. Plus, it's hot. You know, it comes to you nice and hot, and the fries are nice and hot. I can't eat cold French fries. I can't do it.
No, hell no. I like them, not burnt, but I like them browned up real nice. It, you know what, you said up north, and you know what I've really been craving is a pasty. I'm talking a real pasty from a, you know, a bunch of old ladies at the club putting them together, you know.
I've only had a pasty once in my life. I believe it was only one time. It was a beef pasty. I had a girlfriend that used to get them from, she lived in Harper Woods, and she used to get them from somewhere there. And I had one time, and I really liked it. I thought it was good.
Oh, hell yeah. You know, you get up north at the BFWs and the American Legion Halls, you know, they'll do their, well, hell, it used to be once a week, but now they're probably cut back to like once a month, you know, it's pasty night, and they're just awesome.
WSHR 566. The UP is the best place to get them, the best place to get them. They got the best pasties up there.
Oh, yeah, some big Okanagan women wrapping them babies up. Heck, oh, Kevin, I'm craving it now.
Yeah, my wife found them online. She ordered them from up there, and I forget how much they were, but they weren't that much. I don't know how many she got, but she ordered them online.
Good evening, Kevin. Yeah, like I said, I had it once, and it was good. I don't know why I haven't had them since, but had one time, man. It was pretty damn good. They were homemade, too. She used to get them from some place up there by Eastland Mall or something. They made them homemade, fresh. None of this Kroger store-bought stuff.
Oh yeah. Well, if you know where to go when you're up, you don't even have to be in the UP. You get up there, like around West Branch. There's a BFW. I think it's a BFW. It always has like the best. They'd make a jillion of them. You could get a, you know, you'd get a couple frozen to go, you know, for your, you know, during the week or something. Just awesome. They weren't cheap though, you know. Not cheap, but really good.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, kind of wouldn't mind having one right now. I think, I know I liked it so much, I'd probably go for it again. Like I said, it was years, 85 or something when I had that pass. I ain't had one since, so never really thought about that. But, all right, I'm going to get quiet here. I got a, I'm watching this video, this guy, I got a 50-something, found a barn in a barn, a 50-something Chrysler. He got the old 331 Hemi in it. And he's going to try to get it started. I want to see if this thing starts and runs. So, kind of interested in it before I go to bed. So, I'll talk to you gentlemen in a minute there. Good evening time to you, Kevin, and Ralph, and John, if you're still out there. And I'll be back out in a little bit, WSZ 793, and I'm quiet.
All right, Dave, good talking. Hey, Kevin, are you still looking into the high-end speed on your newest model there?
Yeah, I was looking into it, but I told Jeff that I got it, my son-in-law. He's working on it. He's supposed to be working on it all week. And I told Dave he start tinkering with it and start taking off the bumper. And I said, "What are you taking the bumper off for?" And he took it apart and put it back together. And I guess he found a part on there that wasn't supposed to be. And he's got me wanting to get a couple pieces that I guess that are missing that I don't have. I have to get a hold of the company and. There was a little motor on the top. It doesn't run nothing like a pump on the top of that ATV fire rescue vehicle. And he was just taking it off so he could get it to look at that vehicle. And the thing fell apart. He took the whole thing together and put it back together. So probably he does get it fixed or whatever. It's probably going to be all renovated and put back together and from scratch.
Heck yeah, you got a like a GoPro or a camera you can hook on that guy?
No, I wish I did, but I got lights for it. I got a red light and a red blinking light, an LED red blinking light, and a LED white light that blinks.
Well, I'd love to have that. I got one of my neighbors. I'd love to just plow up her driveway with it and flash the lights at her. This gal, she puts orange cones out in her driveway approach because you're not to touch her property. It's really strange. I'd love to mess with her.
Yeah, and I got an ATV, not ATV, but I got I think it's one ten scale, I think it is, remote control Chevy truck. It's actually a Blazer, and it has a headlight side and stuff. I run that up and down her driveway and across her lawn. That would really drive her nuts.
Come on, let's stop, because I'm going to get something like that, I don't want to. I've had the police here for her stupid crap. It's unbelievable, man. It's unbelievable, this woman.
Yeah, but the best thing about it, she won't know who's got it or where it's coming from. That's the thing.
Well, unless she's hovering on her broom, you know, she might be hovering on her broom and she wouldn't be able to bring it back home, you know, up in the garage or something. She'll know. She'll figure it out.
Yeah, the wicked witch of the West, yeah. Well, it's that time of year, so, you know, you never know anything's possible.
So anyway, how you been doing? You're a volunteer firefighter, or are you on the clock?
No, I'm a part-time fireman. The difference between me and a full-time is they sleep at the station. Well, I can do that too if I want, but I usually work 12-hour shifts. I go in at like 6 in the morning and I get out at 6 at night, so.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. You know, the wife ever throws you out. It's happened to me several times. The wife ever throws you out, you got a place, man.
Yeah, copy that. But I don't know how long the captain would want me up there and drive him nuts.
Cook him good breakfast. He'll be okay.
Yeah, copy that, yeah. I'm supposed to go bird hunting on Thursday up in Lapeer up there by Sherman's up that way on Thursday with one of my buddies at the DNR, which I really don't really want to do it, but I always say I'm not, but I do. The DNR releases birds on state land. It's they're pen raised birds. They're not like the wild roosters, you know, like we used to have, you know. Well, there's still some in the state, but not like there used to be. But so me and my boy are going to go up there probably Thursday and walk around there, see if we can kick anything up.
Well, it's for training your dogs mostly. You know, I've done a couple of pheasant, private pheasant hunts where you purchase the birds and you get out there. Pretty good time, you know, but it's mainly for training dogs, in my opinion.
Yeah, copy that. See, the problem is with a lot of these guys and a lot of hunters, you got to pay that $25 for the, it's called a pheasant stamp, and the DNR releases these birds, but they only releasing roosters. They're not releasing hens, and they're not using the money to make habitat, you know, to bring them back, like, you know, like Iowa and North Dakota and them, like they do, how they do it, you know, and that's why a lot of guys are ticked off, you know. And then if you want to go hunt the wild roosters, you still have to pay the $25, and I don't think that's right. You should only have to have your regular small game license to do that. But I was watching on TV today, old Gretchen there, the witch, who wants to raise the fishing and hunting licenses, and I'm telling you what, man, it's astronomical what they want to do. I hope it doesn't pass, because I think it's even going to draw the sportsmen.
Yeah, copy that. You know, just lately, I've been watching some Ted Nugent on YouTube, and he got into the, you know, the Michigan DNR, how crappy they are, you know, with their funds, just not appropriating things to where we thought they were going, you know.
Yeah, somebody's pocketing that money, and they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, and that's the shit kicker, the crap kicker about it, you know. It's, they don't care about, you know, like all these, you know, people are complaining about the deer populations. Well, they raise these licenses, it's going to even be worse.
They're just raising the prices on everything that they possibly can.
You know, it used to be a good time. Now it's, geez, you know, you got to think about the rules. You got to get your license. You got to get your gear. Used to be to get out there and, you know, just hang out in a warm place until morning came along, you know, just get things done. But now it's like, geez, can't buy a pair of boots for under $200 or they're going to get you through it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, then you're not even including your ammunition. With the sales, with the shotgun shells, I remember paying, like, before COVID set, I remember paying a box of shells, 12 gauge or 20 gauge shells, like, 10, 11, maybe, I'd say maybe the most 10 bucks, but, now, I bought a whole brick of them. I think from ammo.com. I don't think it was, well, how many rounds were in the box, but I paid like, was it 150 or 200 bucks for it? But I mean, they're crazy, man. And I'm talking about like this stuff, regular game loads and stuff. They're like $12, $13. I mean, they're going, they're nuts.
Well, as far as deer goes, I had bad luck buckshot. I would never ever hunt with buckshot again. You know, if it's just, it's going to have to be a slug, or I'm going to get north of the shotgun line. The problem is I can't do it anymore. You know, I just can't get out there and make it happen.
Yeah, copy that. God bless my dad. He passed away last year. He loved the deer hunt. That was his main thing. I mean, he liked to go partridge hunting and pheasant hunting too, but he loved his deer hunting. And he started getting older there, and he couldn't do it anymore. And I know it tore him up, but you know, what can you do? You can do it. If you can't do it, you can't do it.
Well, God bless him. You know, I lost my dad. I was real young. Hell, I'm 65. I think my dad died when I was 16. So, you know, I gathered up my hunting knowledge from friends and didn't get too serious with it. But, yeah, I've had some very tasty deer for sure.
Oh, yeah, copy that, yeah. I learned a lot from my dad, too, but, yeah, from friends and stuff, and just meeting people on Facebook, bird hunters and stuff. I've learned a lot, and, you know, I'm not saying I'm a pro at it, but, you know, I know what the basics are and how to do it and whatever, but, yeah, it's not, you know, like you said, my dad, like I said, he passed away, and just like even when I go hunt now, because I got his guns and stuff, and, you know, when you go out there, you think about it, you know, but, oh, well.
Yeah, copy that. I got, only thing I have for my dad, I got an old Ivor Johnson crack open single shot, 28-gauge shotgun. I think there's I don't know if he was shooting trap wood, probably not skeet. He started shooting trap wood, but that's about all I got from him.
Yeah, copy that. Cherish that, man. Don't get rid of that gun, man. I know you probably won't, but, you know, I got a couple, but, hey, do you want to sell this? And, nope, I'm not selling any of his guns. No way. Because some of them guns that he's got are, like, antiques. They don't even make them anymore.
Yeah, right. There's a whole lot more value in it than dollars, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Copy that.
Where's Sherman been? Is he only come in when we get an up north link? I'm not sure where he's at.
Yeah, I talked to Sherman a little bit today when I was at work. I texted him. I talked to him the other night on the phone. What he usually does is when he usually comes through here, because, you know, he lives up in Lapeer up there near Lapeer up there. And when he gets up to like around 34 miles, he'll switch over to the Mount Clemens repeater, and usually me or Dave, if I'm home that day, I'll try to get a hold of him, but... yeah, the link hasn't been on, so he hasn't been on that much. But, yeah, he's been doing okay. I'm probably going to talk to him probably here in a little while on the phone, as he was supposed to call me and stuff. So I'll tell him that you guys said hi and whatever. But, yeah, he's doing okay.
Yeah, that's good. It's been awfully quiet out here, Kevin. You know, I'll turn on the radio in the afternoon or early, you know, or late morning, and there's just nobody out here, you know, except for some people that know each other and talking, but it's pretty quiet around here.
Yeah, copy that. The only time I really hear anything going on is like when you and Dave come on, you know, Dave will come on during the day here and there, or when you and him are on in the evening like this, but other than that, yeah, it's been quiet. Oh, well, it is what it is.
Well, I'm thinking it's the weather, you know. The heat went down, you know, fellas aren't out there on their handhelds, and, you know, they're just they're hunkered down. Winter's coming.
Yeah, copy. Yeah.
All right, Kevin, I'm going to jump out of here. Well, for ID WSAL 946. Great talking to you, man. We'll chat soon, maybe tomorrow. I'm going to get down and jump out of here. Take care, man.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I'm going to give Sherman a call and talk to him for a little bit. Yeah, nice talking to you, Ralph. Have a good night. I'll be home tomorrow, so I'll probably have my radio on. If I hear you out there, I'll get on a chat with you a little bit. So anyways, have a good night. Be safe and talk to you later. WSHR 566. Monitoring.
WSDJ 510, listening.
810, you're sounding really good over here off my climate receiver.
This is WRWR 357, listening.
WSKF 896, the mobile monitoring.
WSCI 847, WIUG 38, copy. WSCI 847, WIUG 38, copy. WIUG 48 clear. Any station out there, give us a radio check. WIUG 48.
488 is sounding real good across the first repeater. WSKF 896.
You were a little bit of crackling. I know I heard 488, and you're sounding good. But you're a bit of crackling. What is that call sign again?
SJF 896. And I'm mobile. The reason for the
You're a little bit on a fading sound side, maybe because you're mobile. What kind of antenna you got out there? If you don't mind asking a question.
I'm currently running a Midland Ghost antenna with a 20-watt TV20 radio in my truck here.
Roger, yeah. Well, that Midland antenna is just, because you're driving, you're going to fade out a little bit, you know what I mean, but not all the time. You should be in the clear because the repeater is not that far probably from you. But anyhow, I don't know if you ever tried that Nagoya 72G. Nagoya 72G, that's a good magnet mount for that radio, that Reality. I got Reality DB20G and I have a 2x4 antenna on it. And it always does good.
I actually run that 72G antenna on your recommendation at home, but I trust an aluminum truck, so unfortunately the magnet mount don't work.
Are you a gentleman with an aluminum truck? Is that Ford pickup truck?
Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
Well, a few people have problems with that 11-hour truck, which is Ford. And what they did is they found another way, you know, make a couple of holes with a screw, the screw there on that truck. And I don't know if he'd be able to do that or not. I mean, it's not my business. But they were doing good after that. Roger?
Yeah, I copy that. Yeah, I was just looking for something just temporary on this truck here. So I looked at that Midland. It's got, I think, a 6 dB gain on it. And I wanted something kind of low profile, just with I run it through the car wash and things like that. I didn't want to risk of tearing anything up. So I started out with that. And with your recommendation, I got that 72G antenna at home that I'm running, just on a cookie sheet. And my 771G antennas on my handheld.
And that'll do a good job. That 72, Nagoya 782G, it is a good, it does a good job out there with the cookie sheet. Anyhow, well, like I said, you're a little bit fade out and you're coming in okay. Your audio is good. You know, it just fade out because when you drive, it will be a little bit different. I had the same problem when you drive, but I don't fade out because my antenna is a little bit more, it's a 2 meter, it's 70 centimeter, and it's also a GMRS antenna.
Yeah, copy that. And I'm a little farther away from the Detroit repeater, too. I'm probably about 18, 19 miles from the Detroit repeater, so I know I got a little bit of distance right here. I'm in Farmington Hills, so some elevation ups and downs.
Yeah, a little bit far away from the Detroit repeater. It's in downtown Detroit. Whereas Compass Marshall, I believe that's what they call it. That's what it is over there, that Detroit repeater.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I can hit it most of the time. It all depends on where I'm at. But I'm going to hit back to the side here. I just had the wife and kids get back in the car here. So I want to take to the side to talk to you, Jack. This will be WSKF 96. I'll be monitoring.
Good talking to you. Thanks for coming back for a radio check because I don't know. I know the radio, it was getting out every day, but I don't hear nobody when I call. I was calling. I had a friend in Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio. We used to talk to him every night. So that's why I was calling for him. And, all right, good talking to you again. Take care. Have a good evening. WIUG 48.
How about them Lions yesterday?
Station 793. Station 793. WIUG 48, copy.
GMRS is just a bunch of old teasers.
Get off my lawn!
W-I-U-C-4-8-8, Chatty. Damn, all ran sucks.
WSDI 847, WIUG 48, copy.